from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Hockey history will be made this weekend in Moosonee and Moose Factory. Never has a game at the U18 or higher level been played in either community. They each get a regular season game in the Great North League between the Timmins Majors and Cap Flyers. Timmins head coach Sean MacArthur says 60 members of the Moose Cree Nation have played in the league. His team currently has five. Both teams will travel by train from Cochrane Friday morning. MacArthur says the Timmins and Cap players know each other well already, thanks to social media.
I think it's going to be a really neat experience for both teams to kind of experience the trip by train, especially those who have never done it. And then the players that have done it, you know, an opportunity to show their teammates what it's like to travel that train up to Moosonee.
There are a lot of hockey-related activities in store, as well as cultural demonstrations. The impending return of the Northlander passenger train was one highlight of Premier Doug Ford's speech to rural municipal leaders yesterday. He says it means communities from Toronto to Timmins will have easier access to more job opportunities, health care, and education. But that's not all.
The revived Northlander will also help unlock the province's full economic potential by supporting northern industries and the resource sectors that are set to expand.
Last month, the province announced construction is set to begin on platforms along the Northlander route. A long day and night came to an end for Hearst, Matthijs, and Valcote Hydro One customers last night at about midnight when electricity was finally restored. Close to 700 customers lost power at about 7 in the morning because of two separate circuit breaks. Work crews from Hearst Power Distribution and Hydro One battled the extreme cold to try to solve the issue. Some people had power returned just after 10 at night, while others had to wait until nearly midnight. The town of Hearst declared a state of emergency, and warming stations were set up at a school, the municipal office, and the OPP station. Well, it's more than 80 years since Cochrane's first winter carnival. It's back this year on a revival mission and is called Chemo Comeback. The town's recreation supervisor, Chantal Joannis, says the annual event in February went a bit quiet during COVID and has been slow to recover.
Now we want to really bring the people back to the community, bring the people back to the carnival, have events that meant something to them 20 years ago and bring it back.
The Carnival Princess pageant is Friday, January 31st. The carnival itself begins the following Friday and continues until Family Day, Monday, February 17th.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.